Blog Talk Radio.
Joe, what's going on, my man?
My man, what up with it? What's going on,
man,
bro?
Man, Game Radio, man. Just trying to go ahead and get our technical difficulties out the way. So I'm going to try to bring Tank in. I think I was having some type of interference. I think you're hearing me. I'm going to try to bring him in. Let me see if that noise. I hear you, but he's making that same noise Joe Phone was making a couple of weeks ago.
Mine.
Uh-huh.
Let me hang up and call right back.
Okay. Well, Joe, I don't know if you saw the message, but Mika be in with us in a minute. But what's good with you?
Man, you know, day, what is this, day 17 of the quarantine?
Is it just 17?
No, bro, I literally don't know. I've been stuck in the house so long, but like my days are running together, the time's running together. I don't know. What? I feel like I'm on punishment, bro. Like the worst punishment I have ever been on.
Yeah, let me try to get us on Facebook Live. So bear with me one second. I was having some issues a minute ago. But yeah, you know, I think me and you are both the same, and we don't need to have a big crowd or anything like that. We're not, you know, we already always have practiced social distancing. And, you know, not spending money, I don't mind that. But once they took the sports away, this is what makes it really tough. This is what makes it really tough.
That one hurt. You know what I mean? Like, that one hurt. Because, like you said, everything else, we kind of been doing that for years anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? Almost like a self-religion almost, the way, you know what I mean, we go about it, you know. Social distancing is just part of our DNA, but
right.
Part of the thing that brings us together is the fact that we would sit around and debate sports for hours at a time. And
right.
When there's no sports to talk about, it has taken a large chunk out of my entertainment, my brother. Like, I don't know how people, who generally say, you know, like there are individuals who say, I just don't care for sports. I don't see that now. Like, I don't get how you came. Like, it's been hard. It's been, like, tough.
It's been real tough. And, you know, this, not to, let me see. I'm sure Tank's trying to call. I'm going to try to bring Tank back in.
What about
Tank?
Now? Yeah, contagious. Touch me, baby.
We heard a little bit, but I think it's enough for us to rock with.
Y'all got me now?
Oh, no, it's worse. Are you on speaker?
Oh, that's probably what it is.
Now it's lower. It's lower now.
What about now?
Yes. Yes. We could.
Okay, we good. Here's the speaker. That's what it was.
Oh. There you go again.
What now?
Do you hear it, Joe?
Yeah, I hear it.
I don't hear it. What is it?
I mean, it sounds kind of like macaroni.
I mean, like, I'm not on speaker now. Just, you know, I moved it to regular line.
But you say you don't hear it, Joe?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, it is getting louder.
Like, what could it be?
Well, let's try this, Tank. Can you try to join the Facebook? Can you join the Facebook audience group, and I'll bring you in? Yep, he's gone. So I'll try to see if he's going to join us on Facebook. On the Facebook Live we got running right now. But yeah, you know, this thing is, you know, we kind of talked about it a couple of shows ago, and you know, we were all very we didn't believe in it a couple of weeks ago, but you know, it doesn't take, how Jay-Z used to say, it was all good just a week ago. But
just a week ago.
Yeah, because the thing is, I think the thing is, you know, everybody talks about that it's no different than the flu, and the flu kills people. But the thing about this one is, it's in your body so long that you just don't know.
Right, right. And stay in your body so long before you even see a symptom of it. You know what I mean? That, you know, you could be walking around as a carrier of it and not know it, and just be mixing and mingling with whoever and turn them into carriers of it.
Right. Now Mika's phone. What's up, Mika?
Hey.
I don't know what's going on here. Let me try to bring Tank in. Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this noise here.
Now I hear the little dip, 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 dip.
Because Mika just joined in and they started doing it with her phone.
I don't hear anything.
I guess, like, when I called in right before you called in, Mika, they can hear me doing something. I can hear it. So you probably ain't better here because I can hear they say macaroni, but I can't hear shit.
No, this most definitely sounds like B down though.
It definitely. Let me see if I take this out.
Yeah, like a lot of kids. Nah, whatever you did just then, Joe. I mean, Jay.
I'm muting Mika. Hey, Mika, if you hear me, can you get in on the? Can you join the Facebook Live? Let me see if I can bring you in that way. So anyway, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, everybody?
Man, everything
good. Am I sounding good?
Yeah, you sounding fine right now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you sounding good, man. Like, me and Zay was just going over the fact that, you know, no sports has been torture. I got home today, and my twin boys, they, you know, they're 12. They was playing a game on one-on-one. And my son got fouled. And he kept playing. And I don't know if I righteously just had a flashback of sports, but I had to, like, roll up real fast and stop playing and told him, no, you get 2 free throws. Go shoot that, man. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, they was looking at me crazy. I wanted to call double dribble when they was running around with the ball. I'm having real problems, man. I'm having sports withdrawal right now.
Man, what you talking about? And I was telling, like I was telling people, sports reruns are a lot not like movies. I mean, I can watch Goodfellas every day, but I can't watch the Bama championship game every day. I mean, I know the outcome. I just can't.
That's a strong point. And did you say you can watch Goodfellas every day?
I can watch it every day right now.
That's,
you can put Goodfellas, Casino, and Menace on and just take up all my day, and I can watch them 3 daily.
Well, listen to me, bro. I can watch Casino and Goodfellas, like, legit back-to-back every day and won't have a problem with it at all. Like, I'm cool with that.
Goodfellas is on Netflix right now. I don't know if y'all checked it out, but I just me and my girl just checked it out, I think, last Friday night or something like that.
Yeah. What's that?
Goodfellas is on Netflix.
Goodfellas?
Oh, yeah.
I've not really watched it. I done watched it twice since it's been on Netflix. And I've been watching this movie years.
Most definitely a classic.
You know, we got something coming up in a little bit, how we're going to be doing, like, our favorites. And I think we're going to be dead with the team. Your most favorite crime gangster movie. To me, it's hard to beat that Goodfellas. It's just hard. To me.
You said it's hard to be Goodfellas? Yeah. Goodfellas is a movie that's going to be difficult to beat when you start talking about gangster movies. And then you start talking about, like, what movies, like, constitute a gangster movie. Like, are we putting Menace to Society in a gangster movie? Like, do you consider that a gangster movie?
In the movie that they're doing gangster shit in, for the majority, I would say a gangster movie. Menace to Society, a gangster movie. Classic.
I'm not putting neither one of them movies above Goodfellas right now. But we got time to debate that. This is like a crazy conversation. But
right.
I can't put neither one of them above Goodfellas.
You got to invite me, Jay, Javon.
Yeah, I see. I don't know how. I'm technically savvy as I used to be. It won't let me click on her. Like, I see her join.
Does she have to ask for an invite?
Yeah, I think so. Or I could send an invite, but I don't see how you can actually send an invite.
I think if she asks for an invite, then, you know what I'm saying, you can approve her to join your conversation.
Okay, you hear that, Mika? Can you send an invite? But anyway, not to hold us up, Tank, you want to go ahead and jump into our entertainment for this week? And y'all forgive me if I don't know if y'all see it on the live, but I don't have good lighting in this room, so I got a lamp pointed directly at me, so I am feeling it.
Right. But this week in sports and entertainment, I think we mentioned it last week, Tom Brady now is officially to the Tampa Bay Bucks whenever the season starts. I think he's going to get grilled out. What you think, Jay?
I tell you what, he's going to put up some crazy numbers. I saw that he's already got two of his he's got two better receivers than the combination he's had in a while.
Right, right. I think it's going to be interesting. I was hoping that he was going to get Todd Gurley down there with him, but he went to the Falcons. Now, Cam Newton is looking for a home. But he got cut by the Panthers today. He ought to go home to A-Town, get with Gurley, get with Julio, get with Ridley, and turn up.
You don't see Cam Newton as a New England Patriot?
I don't want to put him up there in that car. Boston, you know. Cam with his sleeves on his show. He weighs his heart on his sleeve. So you can't send him to nowhere like a Boston or a Philly sports market where fans are ready. Can't send him nowhere like that.
I do think that Atlanta market would do justice with him, though. I do think he'll do good.
Yeah, you home. Yeah.
I can see him doing great in Atlanta. Straight up.
You still would be a problem.
The Tom Brady move is I don't know. I do think weapon wise, he's gonna have a nice set of weaponry around him to throw that ball to. Probably, his most talented offense that he done had since maybe that random off team, maybe.
Right. And he's a competitor. There's a better fit in Miami, great weather. And Bruce gonna let him do what he do. And I think even Robert Kraft and them, they knew that we want to pass the torch, but he still want to, Tom is the captain now. Jameis knew.
Right.
Tom is on the way. Don't go dress out. The GOAT is coming, MJ come to your team, LeBron. If y'all play the same position, don't go dress out. Here come the GOAT.
Yeah. Sneaky pickup. New Orleans Saints picking up the wide receiver from San Francisco. They've been needing a number two wide receiver forever, and I think he'll be a decent pickup over there for the Saints. I like that pickup. Name escaped me at the moment.
On the entertainment news, as we all been witnessing, we've been shut down, but this weekend a lot of DJs and a lot of artists took to IG Live, Facebook Live, and Periscope to give us concerts and DJ sets. Major thing, it was a little rain sunshine on this terrible, tragedy that we're going through. So it was kind of cool. A lot of people said, check out D-Nice. D-Nice had a nice, he had like a 9-hour set Saturday.
He did numbers.
He got like Florida's watching him, Biebs. Mariah Carey, LL, all them on the check-in. So I think it was a cool thing.
What was the highest number he got up to?
I saw 154, but I'm not sure if it got higher or not.
Yeah, I thought he topped over 100K. He did crazy.
Yeah.
He went crazy.
So, Game 7 Zone, Tank Sinatra will be coming out Friday night, Pandemic. Get ready. for all our listeners.
Oh, we're looking forward to it.
And
yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Our favorite Game 7 person, Boosie had IG on fire yesterday. No tops, no bottoms. And he had them girls complying. He said, if all these DJs and all these, what's the man going to do numbers? He's going to do numbers too. Voila.
Boosie shut IG down yesterday.
He shut it down yesterday.
Boosie got out of prison and caught on to this social media wave so fast.
That's his bag now. Because he can't.
Yeah,
That's his wave.
He got it, man. He got that wave, man. He figured that out real quick. Now, one thing that did pop off on IG the other day with Boosie that I wanted to ask y'all about, what's up with him and Webby? Like, he was real defensive about when he was holding, like, a little question, you know, open question with his public or whatnot. And, you know, somebody asked him about Webby. He was quick to be like, nigga, did you see me hanging with Webby? Don't be asking me about no motherfucking Webby. So, like, what's going on with him and Webby right now?
I think it's a classic of Boosie being a bigger name. He's selling his own expectations, selling music-wise, not expectations of the new wave he on, but his original wave is not there. And Webby, who's still chugging along, still has the ability to make better hits, listen to me, than Boosie. I mean, Webby just dropped bundles, he's doing numbers.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, it's about what it's about. Weave, bundle. But Webby know the, you know, I don't see it being a national song, but Webby make that sound. It sound like them, you know, it sound like a Webby record or a Boosie and Webby record.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, I think we got Meek in finally.
Yay!
You know, I would have stayed asleep.
Yes, he is.
I would have stayed asleep if I knew it was going to be difficult like this. I woke up. Started to call in.
We appreciate you.
Yeah,
we
appreciate you, man.
I don't get paid for it. So I did call in.
Look, we're glad you didn't make this a sausage fest. We appreciate that.
I am tired. It's amazing how hard you work with the doors closed. I thought it was
going to
be easy. It is not.
No. It's get to work.
It's not. The phone calls and the getting up and having to go see what's going on in the drive-through. But I am grateful that I at least have a part of my regular routine.
Right.
I said, what would you say the biggest difference for y'all right now?
Just the biggest difference is just dealing with, just like everybody else, uncertainty day by day. And people calling in, asking questions versus a lot of people could come in, but we're dealing with we have an influx of phone calls, people not understanding, people trying to do everything. So we're full service through the drive-through. And most people don't know that is a challenge. You got people signing documents in the drive-through. It's everything that we do regularly through the line. We're doing through drive-through.
And that's hell. That's got
to be. The building the majority of the day.
Right. That's taxing on. It's taxing on the employees and it's taxing on the customers. They irritate. They're already uncertain and they got to sit in the line. But it's not y'all fault because, like you said, people got to sign documents. Customers don't know that. They think it is withdrawal season. Man, it's got to be hell.
Yeah, but we making it work. But it's just, I know one thing. It has tested me. I've worked hard. I came here today. I'm getting me a nap. I'm gonna be like one of these little kids jumping around, pushing on my toys and crying and falling in the floor if I don't. Nobody wants to see that. And why are
we talking about
Webby? Webby was just in Tuscaloosa with some khakis on that he got from Walmart. Why are we talking about him? I heard Webby.
Right. Webby. Joe was bringing up why is what happened, what's going on between him and Boosie. We were talking about how Boosie shut down the IG yesterday and how he's really riding the social wave.
Okay, I got a question.
Okay.
How do y'all listen to talk? I mean, I feel like I lose. I know alcohol kills brain cells, but I really do feel like I be losing weight, brain cells every time I listen to Boosie talk. How do y'all sit and watch him doing a live?
I've heard way worse people talk than Boosie, so it's not as bad to me.
It's bad. I don't listen to none of them. If that irritates my soul, listen to them talking. I don't listen to them. I don't care what they're saying.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt your news. Carry on.
Oh, that was about the end. That was the end of the news, actually. The entertainment and sports news for this week. That was the wrap up. We was ending it with Boosie. Did anybody have any additions?
The only thing I had wanted to add, not to what
about what, Tamika?
Everybody and their mama doing these damn TikTok videos.
Okay, I didn't
know Chris Brown and Tiger got a TikTok. Marseille Martin, everybody. Every time you turn around and you go through Instagram, somebody doing a TikTok video. Because she my good friend of mine. I'm not gonna share her TikTok video, but she even got one with her kids. Everybody got stuck in TikTok video.
I see people headed that direction. I went left. It's El Segundo on the Tic Tac.
I
don't know what, bro.
I've been posting my food TikTok videos since about August. But I mean, ain't nobody got nothing to do, and I guess that kind of lead into what our topic is isolating what people, what options that you got, and I'll hand that over to you, people, trying to open this up.
I think the biggest thing too, I think was irritate me, but it don't take much to irritate me. I'm an irritable person.
What are y'all?
What's the whole quarantine thing? The difference between social distancing and quarantine. Because you can still go get something to eat, you know, you can still go places, you know, just be mindful, be careful, try to stay away from people as you can. So with the social distancing, I'm learning that, you know, a lot of people learn that they don't like their kids as much as they thought they did. they're learning it's straining relationships. with this, the positive things that I'm seeing is that people are getting to know their kids. They're having a chance to spend time with the people that they normally don't get a chance to spend time with, and that's the people that's in their houses. Because if you think about it, we spend the majority of our time at work. The most of our hours are spent at work, and we only have 48 hours, you know, a weekend. Most of us a weekend or a couple of days off during the week to spend with our family, so we're able to spend time with our families and do things with them. People are cooking more, which is healthier. People are catching up on their reading. I didn't even watch much TV this weekend. I did watch a lot of, I watched Forensic Files in the background, but I wasn't binge watching any shows. But again, because I don't want to get caught up in that habit, and I don't want to burn out, because we don't really know how long this social distancing thing is going to last. And again, I'm still trying not to use the word quarantine, because it just seems so finite. It seems so gray. You know what I'm saying? So I would suggest people use this time to organize. I'm a little bipolar when it comes to my closet, like things together, jeans, you know, your short sleeve shirts, your T-shirts. Get people to organize their closets, organizing their kitchen, getting projects done. What is it in your house right now that needs to be repaired? Like, just don't sit and isolate and not do anything. Keeping yourself busy is going to keep your mind busy, and it's going to make you happier. Because what we got to do is remember that we got to protect our minds while we're in the house as well. And as long as you're sitting around being idle, that's going to make your mind idle. So there's more things to do if you don't like reading books. It's a plethora of things in the house. And I'm going to put up a list tomorrow because I get stuff all the time. That's a good thing I see about companies, too. If you, your credit card company, if you on a Fit app, whatever, whoever you with, they're giving you ideas of what you can do every day. Pinterest is sending emails. Stop looking at your 401k because that's depressing. It's going down. It just ain't. We all know the stock market right now ain't it. Wait for it to rebound.
Right. Don't even play with that now. It's too
right.
roller coaster.
Yeah, stay away. Stay away from and the news. It's good to stay updated. You know, WTUG is giving you an update of cases every day, but you ain't got to keep up with everything all day long. For those that are working from home.
Go ahead.
Especially for those that are working from home, like many of us, I know I'm grateful. I still get to work, so that still takes up some of my time, my daily routine. But for those that don't have a daily routine of being able to get up and go to work, we got to do something else to, you know, keep away our mind. We can't keep watching the news, not all day, because that's a hot topic, and that's what they won't talk about.
One of my problems initially, and I think a lot of Americans went through. You're going through the initial shock. And that's starting to wear off now. And like you said, you're starting to find more and more things to do. You know, you shock, you know, you do the whole house cleaning and all that or whatever. Then it's still there. You know, we shocked 2 weeks ago, 13 days ago, about the NBA. And then this past weekend was the first real weekend with everything shut down. So people are coming out of the shock, and like Tamika said, we don't know how long now. 20 days is going to be rough. That'll be rough on a lot of things. Anxiety settling in. And then they get to know the person that you stay with, you know, after this about 10 days, all right, you're tired. But the benefits are, go outside. Have you guys noticed how the air quality is?
The air quality,
the sky, it just looks so much better. There's no planes. There's no pollution. Even in this small city, our little emissions and pollution, you can tell they're gone or leaving.
And then you can still go for
the
a drive.
The air quality is amazing.
Gas is cheap. You can still go for a drive.
Right.
Like
you can
drive your car and go
drive
for a drive. Boy, you can drive anywhere.
Just don't case. Just don't case nowhere. Just drive around.
Right. Don't get out and talk to nobody. Stop shaking hands and hugging. You know.
You know. But I had too much time on my hands. And too much news. They start calling me TNN. I was on the news every day, every minute, like I'm them. I got a jacket on and everything. I'm trying to see how this man was handling us in the beginning. I got to make sure it's not no, you know, extinction level event.
Hey, I got a crazy question. I'm just thinking about that weird. With all of this happening, now we're starting to miss a lot of things, and now we're starting to see the things that we took granted. Do you think that this will possibly create a surge for the malls again? Like, do you think that this will force people kind of being tired of all only online shopping, kind of wanting to touch and feel again?
For about 2 months, and then it go back to normal. You know, we don't learn.
Maybe initially, you feel me? Like you know how it go. Like everybody gonna swarm to everything at first, and then you give it like 2 to 3 months, and it's gonna die back down again.
Right.
Cause somebody gonna inevitably do something stupid as hell, and it's gonna be like, and then when we get the whole. That's the reason why I don't go out. Or then you're gonna get the folks saying, "Shit, let me get back to quarantining," cause y'all don't know how to act. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know how everything a joke. So it's like, you know, people going to fall right back into the corner.
Right. And it all depends on the length of the stay in place. Because we all know, all of us been working for on the weekend. Man, Tamika from Sunday. It's nothing to work a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and miss the club. So it really, that's all happened. You only miss one weekend. Some people miss two in a row. But we stretch it on out.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what I miss the most, because as a person that don't really go out that much and I don't like nightclubs, and I do enjoy a good meal and a drink, and it's irritating my soul.
Right. And that's what I mean when I say go out to y'all, for my listeners. Mm-hmm. For people, you know, that like to, you know, have dinner, you know, dinner on a Friday evening or a Saturday evening. Nice drink with friends or family, whatever, you know.
And the sports, that shit is hard.
Like we talked about earlier.
Ooh. Yeah, the sports thing has been hellacious.
It's showing us. It is showing us. Like all this shit, you know. You do got each other. We still can communicate with each other. If you got family at home, you know, I guess it's hard for some.
And Joe, are you working from home or you just at home or are you having to work from home?
I can do, you know, they gave us a little flexibility to do both. Like, I'm just at home. I'm one of them people with, like, those pre-existing, you know what I mean, health issues that I don't know if I want to, like, test it right now to
right.
even be, you know, to be out. And my job, being a nonprofit, we just got the ability to pay our workers even though they're not out. But, you know, like our board of directors just started looking at, you know, bringing some of our staff back in slowly just to get the swing of things and trying to stay under that 25 people ordinance. But at the same time, trying to keep 6 feet of distance away from each other, it's going to be difficult, you know what I mean? But I've been going back and forth, whether or not, like, working from home for a couple of days and going back to the office for a couple of days. But I agree with you, though. Working has really just taken a part of my time. For people who's not working and having all this time to yourself, it would drive me crazy.
I'm going insane in the membrane.
Man, this would drive me crazy.
That,
but I do think
that's
a great suggestion that Mika gave people, though. A nice little ride. Man, cut your music up, fill your tank up, and go for a ride right now, man. Like,
yeah, I hate the fact that people think that they just have to stay in the house. Like, you can play a game with your kids outside. The weather's nice. Play a game outside, you know, with the kids. It's still social distancing, but you're doing something outside, you know. Volleyball.
Yeah, it's crazy you say that because you know how we watch so many movies and people, you know, like they get stuck on movies or whatnot. I think people really think it's like, you know, like in the wind or something. Like if they go outside, like they instantly gonna catch it and they can't go outside on the porch or they can't go play games with their kids. It's like people feel like they gotta be stuck in the house and don't go nowhere.
Yeah, get your kids some of that washable chalk and let them right on the street in the driveway. And much rain you can get it washed away sooner or later. But you know, we keep forgetting. I think we're just getting like I said, we got stuck on that quarantine word and just ran with it. But you go outside, take these kids for a ride. You can still take them to a drive through somewhere.
What kind of drive through?
What?
You said what kind of drive?
You can eat everywhere. It's open.
Okay, you did see that that Chick-fil-A in Alabaster, one of the employees got coronavirus. That's one of the things that I was thinking about.
Do not go to Shelby or Jefferson County. Do not go to anywhere that's got double-digit coronavirus things.
I don't think, but we don't even know how many is in Alabama. We don't even know how many in Tuscaloosa. Like, I still think. I'm listening. Are you on speech?
No.
I can't hear her.
Oh, I'm on speech, but ain't nothing in my background. It ain't my house.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's snitching.
Ain't nobody here with me.
Hey, damn, Sibo. Hey, that ain't
but
my
no,
mm.
Right. I don't agree that somebody who has to make minimum wage is just gonna be going to the doctor and getting chicken quick. So I don't agree with you going to fast food or drive-thrus right now. Slim Thug. Think you didn't bring that up, Slim Thug.
Oh yeah, I meant to do Slim Thug. Slim Thug got coronavirus. He came out to about 6 o'clock today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Slim
like
Thug.
I said, and then,
and
yeah, I saw that. And again,
my homeboy Tim had the
coronavirus.
Let's see him.
Who?
Let's
see him. Real?
He said he beat it. He said he had a couple of weeks ago.
But anyway, you use whatever costume you need to. These are just ideas. You don't have to do them if you don't feel comfortable with them. I'm just telling you, these options are still open. I mean, everybody doesn't have the same sense of whatever, because a lot of these places, I really feel bad because people can't come in and eat. Our fast food places and our local businesses are the ones that's hurting the most. Because these people are not getting paid. Yeah, we have a lot of people that are fortunate that are still getting paid, but we got to realize a lot of people are not getting paid. Because I was shocked when as Joe was mentioning, when my daughter walked in and said she was getting paid, because I had already came up with a contingency plan. Because my son works at the skate rink, he can't work. They not paying them not to be at work. He's a teenager. And then my daughter not working, so I had to come up with a contingency plan, because however long this thing happens, I need to work as much as I can and continue to get paid, because there's no income in this house right now. So I get it, but I still need to have, for me, not for anybody else, for me, I still have to have some type of sense of normalcy. I still got to be able to do some of my stuff within reason. Now, am I going to Walgreens every day walking to the store? Hell no. I ain't even been to the grocery store yet.
But you don't want that. You don't want that option to be, damn, I can't
take it
public
away from me. Right.
Woo.
It's still an option.
It's like you said, the restaurant. And Jay said it last week. We called it. I've been shying away, but I have been dipping in the fast food every now and then. I ain't want to tell him, but I have. I just pray I don't get the Rona. Hope the meat cook it off.
But I mean, it's the same thing with people wearing gloves. Y'all just got, I mean, everybody has to be diligent. Even with our doors closed, anytime that I leave out and come back in, I'm closing the doors on the way back in. I'm washing my hands before I touch anything. Even my bags, whatever it is, I'm washing. You still got to be diligent with everything that you do, because that shit is airborne. It's not, and then it tells you how long it lives on different surfaces. So if you go into the grocery store, you just as likelihood getting in contact with that you're doing in a fast food place. If you go outside, period, because they did all those corrupt tests. Now, we still don't know what the numbers are from all those, over 500 and some corrupted tests last week they did.
I'm talking about 500 tests last week. That was pretty much northern board.
Are people getting tested because they are scared, or are they honestly getting tested because they have symptoms? Because
my dad went up there, and you have to have symptoms, and they have to pass a little test before they'll even allow it, before they even test you. You got to show certain symptoms and all of that, and so they're just not giving it, because you know they already don't have a lot of tests as it is. But you know, being the most Tuscaloosa thing ever, that just doesn't shock me at all.
Right. They had to turn around so many calls, but they just, the motherfucker went out and did a whole line of pollen off his car, got the coffin, and went up there to try to get a test, taking up time. It ain't gonna happen.
If you got symptoms,
let those people go.
Yeah, I just ordered some stuff for Sugar Shane.
Say it again, Mika.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering about. Because I said I was just messaging, just got a message from Sugar Shane. Let me know my little mini pound cake will be ready tomorrow. Like I said, I'm working. I'm trying to share the wealth, you know, trying to support my folks while I can. As if things go south, I'm going to be tight with the dollars.
I need to get with Sugar Shane to get me a pound cake my damn self.
Listen, go eat, you might as well eat.
You see what I'm saying? Sheesh.
But yeah, I was wondering about the testing, how they were doing that, because they said they get 1,000 and some tests. I'm like, damn, 1,000 people thought they had it, you know what I'm saying, or had the symptoms or whatever. And I'm seeing a lot of reports of people thinking that they possibly had it before and got over it. You know, it was like a bad flu or something.
Yeah.
See, you know, you're
what he was saying.
But let's talk about the stillness of the spring breakers in Florida.
I just don't
have get y'all it. Have y'all saw those? Now, that's what you don't do, is you don't go to spring break in the beach.
Right.
What I'm going to say about that, like, I fault the parents, because if I think about myself and all of the dumb things I did at that age, if I would have had the ability to, I probably would have tried to do something. But I know my parents, even though I was out the house at 18, 19, my parents would have, they would have encouraged me enough that I would not have went. So that's the thing that bothers me. Like, where are these parents? Like, young people are going to do.
Well, not to cut you off, but from the video that I saw, most of the young college kids were, how can I say this? That was kind of Caucasian, meaning, you know, they've been cussing their mama and them out since they were 10, 11 years old. So their mama not going to stop them from going to no spring break. That ain't guaranteed.
So the problem, a lot of their mamas was watching the news with us, like, embarrassed, because they ain't even realize that shit.
Right, embarrassed. Look at Randy on TV doing that. Randy, what's wrong?
Calling Helberphone right now. Why
are you down there doing that? And man, he might cut his mama slap out right then.
Well, let me throw this at you, Tank. Do you think if Roxy's and Rounders was open this past weekend, do you think it would have would people have showed up?
Yeah. In Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
Not only would it have showed up, it would have been planking, as they say. Listen to me. The Circle K on Skyland and McFarland the other night had about 95 people at the gas station outside because they ain't got nowhere to go. It was Dickie Seuss, Jordans, and Chargers.
People legit got dressed up fresh as hell to go to the gas station.
Joe already know what I'm talking about.
Like, dead fat. Like, yeah, I saw them. It was deep at the gas station. I was like, my God. My people know no boundaries.
And that's why these places have to be closed down. They have to be closed down.
Yes.
Because people won't go to them because they know
right.
If they
people
go,
will come.
Don't go to them.
People will come. People will come. Imagine if you had a bar and grill and you was open. Oh my God, you would be booming.
You know what I'm
all
you know
type of people from 10, from 10 sun up to sundown. Sun up to sundown.
When the last time either one of y'all did a puzzle?
I ain't did no puzzle probably since at least 1983.
Shit. I hadn't did a puzzle, but I played Monopoly this weekend.
I'm gonna say 91 from my puzzle was the 500-piece 91, I think.
Yeah. I do like Monopoly, Jay, a lot. I wouldn't mind playing some Monopoly, as a matter of fact. And we can't play no way for us to play an online Monopoly or something, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure there probably is an online Monopoly. Or if not, I bet they working on it. I bet all of these game systems trying to figure out how to get interactive as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
It is gonna push the virtual reality thing a little bit more. Like, I think that's probably, you know what I mean? Is virtual reality been there? But I do think gaming are gonna try to figure out a way to, like, try to, no pun intended, monopolize on this and blow that shit up.
No pun intended. Man, you're the king of no pun intended.
I know.
My bookie group tonight started. Man, you gotta cash out your money into a moderator before the game started, and it's $20 a game.
Stop playing.
Then it's on Twitch. Then it uploaded to Twitch, so you can watch. You know, we can watch Jay and Grody playing. We gonna find it. That's what I'm telling you. After, you know, people calming down, selling on into it. And people
I
gonna come
love
up
my people. Do you hear me? We're gonna be innovative, baby.
Well,
how do I get in the man league?
All they needed was just a couple of days to get to thinking. Hold up. Let me, you know, let me take the shock in.
And we gonna figure it out.
Rest in peace to Black and Mild, coronavirus. New Orleans.
Hey, just send me the email on how I signed up for the Madden League myself, bro.
I need to get on that. I invite you to my group, with the group that I'm in.
Can I get me a squad in?
Get you on this, that.
This has been hellacious. I'm trying to tell you, I figure out sports all over the house. Like, I've been doing, everything has been very sports related around my house. My kids been catching hell.
Let me tell you,
I've been making them race to the garbage can. I've been making them do all types of shit.
These memes have gotten me through, though. Especially, I think Jay should have one. I looked up and there was a nice lady in my house. She said she's my wife. She seems nice.
Again, you know, you're married no sports, and I'm telling you.
And, you know, talking about things to do, man. Are y'all familiar with Duolingo, the Duolingo app?
What's that?
What else apps that help you learn to speak another language? Since I'm planning on moving to Texas and I ain't got nothing else to do, I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and start trying to learn how to. I took it in high school, but, you know, and I ain't going to say how many years ago that was. But I'm going to try to start picking up Spanish again. I'm going to start watching it on YouTube and everything. I think that's how expensive.
They actually do have a lot of programs where you can learn. Because I was looking into it, I wanted to pick it up. I took it for years in high school and college, and I can read it very well. But I sound like ghetto Spanish when I'm trying to speak it.
And Jay, I'm laughing because, yes, please get on the internet. You moving to Texas, you're going to have to learn Spanish. Now you're going to learn a little Spanish. This is going to have to be it. You're about to be bilingual.
Going to have to.
Yeah. For sure. That'll be cool, though.
Yeah.
Como usted? Sí.
Hell, I'm thinking about it. And also, you know, we were just talking about things to do. I think it's a good time to pick back up fishing. I think it's a real good time to pick back up fishing for more reasons than one. Hunting all together.
All my people,
straight up.
All my homeboys that know how to hunt, we're just going to take it back to the barter system. Go on, get my meat prepared, have it wrapped up, and I'm going to come with a sack, and you give me my sack of meat. I'm going to give you your sack of whatever you want sack of. I'm going to take it back to the bar today. I can cook it, but I don't know about going to kill it. Prepare to skin it. Look, I'm definitely not prepared to deer process no deer. Hey, Tamika. Nor do I want to learn. Somebody get it ready for me. I'll trade some.
Listen, because I know I ain't got it. Having a gun and hunting is two different things.
You right about that.
I ain't got the patience. I'm going to have to, I'll keep your little girl's hair and stuff up. I'll wash and braid their hair and do their hair with my meat.
Right. Innovative. Going to find a way. Like it always was with bartering. Like it definitely going to go back to that. Learn your urban skills. I'm definitely going to get whatever you're talking about you need.
Oh,
I'm going to need
Jay.
I'm going to need some deal.
This time that you have at home for the ones that are still getting paid, order your stuff online from Lowe's and have them bring it to the curbside and make you a box garden in your yard. That'll be something good for you in 2 years.
I'm legit thinking about doing that. Like, that crossed my mind today. About
I saw little Angel. Angel made one. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, right. That legit made me want to do it. When I saw hers, I was like, damn, it's dope. I might do that. Instacart. Like, Instacart hiring like crazy if anybody just, you know, wanted
what
to
is
make
that?
Them some little sell money. Instacart, they hiring like hell. Like, I want to say they
I don't know what it is.
Let me put you on. Instacart is like the same way they can, like, it's a program, like an app, where you go order your groceries or whatever, and then somebody goes out, they pick the order, they accept that order,
okay,
they go out and get your groceries for you, and then they bring it, and they can leave it up. But they put out a memo and say, I think they said they're trying to hire 100,000 people or whatnot. But, you know, you can rack up a couple $100 in a week, just, you know what I mean, like, just in your spare time, riding to the grocery store, picking up some groceries, and then go dropping them off.
They're going to put you in to get them $700 a week, though. They're going to put you in contact with a lot of people. You're going to grind for that $700.
These are facts.
Definitely have your N95 and some gloves on, because you got a door-to-door mode. You're going to come in contact with more people.
Dropping that shit off at the curb.
Oh, yeah, but that's what DoorDash, I ordered DoorDash the other day at work, and they leave it at your door. They already tell you no contact. I mean, you already paid for everything on the car. They leave it on your door. And then plus, when you are coming in contact with someone else, as far as containers and stuff, things of that nature, you need to leave that stuff, even when you're getting things from UPS and ordering it, you need to leave that stuff on your doorstep for a little while. Because, like I said, if you're reading the book, how long is recommended? Let me see. Let's look that up while we're talking.
That's a good point, right? I like that. Can you put it somewhere? You want to leave it out all night on your porch?
You gotta kick that shit in the garage.
Sorry, Barbara. Sorry, baller. Some people live in Bent Tree.
Let's see. I keep on talking. I'm looking up.
Yeah, though, y'all. I'm telling you. Goodfellas definitely one of the all time gangster movies I ever seen, bro.
Goodfellas might be number one, bro. It's going to be hard. It'll be hard, bro. It'll be hard to beat it. But I will say Casino, Robert De Niro,
yeah,
Joe Pesci. Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci in the desert might be one of my all-time favorite movie scenes ever,
right,
like of all time. Like listening to them conversation, that was like amazing. I love that shit.
Go ahead.
So it says 4 hours on copper. They can live up to 24 hours on cardboard.
Shit, that's
like
the problem there.
Yeah. So you do your packages out. If you bring them in, put them in another room by themselves. Don't be stop you to open shit when it comes to your dough.
I gotta spray my damn shoes down now.
I'm not trying to scare anybody.
I just want people to be aware, because just staying in the house, if you're still ordering things, you need to know that just because you're ordering them, you still need to give them you got to give them a minute to, you just got to get, unless you're disinfecting it. Now, if you're going out there spraying it with Lysol and letting it sit, that's different. You know what I'm saying? It can last up to 48 hours on a steel surface. So, that's what I'm saying. You need to make sure when you're opening doors and stuff like that, that you're automatically washing your hands before you start putting stuff in your face and your eyes. And we just got to be diligent. Just because you're not close to anybody, if somebody came in the day, came in earlier that morning and they happened to have it, and for some reason lick their hands and put it on the door, don't ask me why. But if you come in contact with it, you still need to wash your hands. So it's just always being diligent.
Right.
Because it can live on surfaces, so. Yeah, so when you're sitting at home ordering stuff, still remember that you're needing to disinfect this stuff before you touch it or give it a waiting period, because it's still legal. It is yet alive.
Good info there. That's really good info.
24 hours on cardboard. Let me put this down.
Mm-hmm.
But hey,
let's just drop that down.
Got to, bro. Never heard. I ain't know that. That's much needed.
Especially for all those who are, you know, who are ordering things.
Uh-huh. Right, hell, I thought I was being safe. I'm about to kill everybody.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to, you know, and make sure that your hand sanitizer has at least 60% alcohol. Like, we got to read the facts. That's something we ran out and got the hand sanitizer, but, like, that means that if you went and got it from Bath and Body Works, it may ain't working. You know, it still got to be certain things. You know what I'm saying? It still got to be certain things. So if we're going to be diligent, we got to be smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's one thing being careful, but you got to read. And it's a Google search away.
One Google search away.
So that's the thing. Don't be scared. And I think the more information you know as far as like the facts, it makes me feel better when I know facts.
Mm-hmm.
Because our leadership right now, it is not driven in fact.
And did y'all see what he's talking about? He wants everything back up and running by Easter.
Yeah, me.
Yes. 19 days. Come on. The Olympics pushed back the next year, and next year went to July. 19 days.
Not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. I'm going to let them have that, though. If they try, I'm going to let them have it. I'm not even.
He let CNN and MSNBC and CBS put him in the foxhole. He damn if he do, he damn if he don't. You better not open that shit early because it's going to backfire. And if you don't open it on Easter, well, now you're lied to your people. But people with sense know that we can't open. This ain't going to be ready Easter. People getting cases. People getting, New York getting hit every day.
That's right.
So how are people going to arise?
Nah, man, right. It's not going to happen. The number going up, the deaths going up, there's no way in the hell he's going to get that thing open up by, like, no Easter.
Right.
Birmingham went from 17 to 45 over one night?
What I'm saying, like.
I'm only 91.
Not Birmingham, UAB. I'm sorry. UAB, to be specific, UAB's numbers went from 17 to 45 in one night.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all what UAB put out. Like, you know, they need help. Like, it's getting touch and go for, like, especially the doctors and the nurses and the CNAs and whatnot that's out there. And, you know, all the protective equipment that they are running short on. It's becoming touchy, man.
That's
a scary
situation. That's the part that he keep ignoring, you know. Of course you don't want the economy to drop, but this ain't set up like that. It's set up to look like it's going to do it. Money will not fight your way out of everything. This is one of those.
It's becoming a debate. Well, it's health versus the economy. You know what I mean? And it is crazy, but it seems like that's the tug of war that he's having. Like, do I care about the health of the American people or do I care about the economy first? And, you know, and listening to that point line discussion they was having, it, you know, economy winning for him right now.
Why Cuomo can't not running for president? I don't understand. He's trying to run the state of New York efficiently. He got most cases in the country. He's trying to get them, you know, but I think it's too dense. It's too densely populated. Can you imagine a subway at 5 o'clock in Manhattan? One person on the train, 150 people on the car. Come on, man. Spread like wildfire.
Hey, I think Joe, you ready for your top five?
Oh man, I was so deep into the conversation, but yeah, like, I'm gonna go ahead and hit the top five right quick. Tonight. It's Joe's top five, and I'm going to hit you with my top five activities to survive during the quarantine. Straight up. So, I found some things that, you know what I mean, I've been getting myself through this little isolation, you know what I mean, self-distancing period or whatnot. And these are the five things that I've been doing to get me through. Hopefully this helped my people out there so y'all can take some of these activities and run with it at home. So here we go. Number five. I think it's Hank. But number five, binge watching TV. Few shows or whatnot. Spencer James has become like my homeboy over there in All American or whatever. Outsider is a great show on HBO or whatever. People need to check that out. I like that. I found, you know, reconnected with The Wire. For those who, you know, who love Power, I would encourage you to go back and watch The Wire. Probably the most incredible TV show ever created. But binge watching everything, you know. So that's been my number five thing I've been doing to get me through the isolation period. Or, man, I've just been chilling, listening to music, going back, listening to old tracks, things that, you know what I mean, I didn't really pay attention to maybe when I was coming up. You know, like the looking at that No Limit versus Cash Money, just going back, listening to the subtle jabs that they had at each other that I kind of probably just was partying too much that I overlooked or didn't hear, but just like them taking shots at each other, got a more of an appreciation for DMX. I don't think DMX get the credit that he deserves as an artist, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been peeping game. I think Bone Thugs and Harmony could go down as one of the most greatest groups ever, but you know, I've been really reconnecting with my music vibe, you know what I mean? Other than just grabbing Jay-Z and rocking out like I normally do. I think maybe Uzi Vert probably got the most slept on album right now. Like, his album is dope as shit. So if anybody, you know what I mean, who out there who don't necessarily listen to Lil Uzi, if you just want some good workout music, good party music, check out Lil Uzi Double Disc. Lil Uzi got a dope little double album right now. So, been listening to music.
I would rather lick a dough handle.
Don't sleep on Lil Uzi, Meek, I'm telling you. Don't lick the dough handle. Pop in a little Uzi, I'm telling you. Number three. I don't know if I'm alone in this, but all the music, all the food that they told you to go get to, you know, stock up on, I've been eating all mine. Like, I've been killing these snacks. Like, everything, like, I was supposed to, like, use for, like, the stock up, I've really been smashing. So I've really been, like, cooking and doing different dishes. I had some stuffed bell peppers that I haven't had in a long-ass time, but you know what I mean? It's a very easy little recipe, man. You know, you want to look it up. Check out you some stuffed bell peppers. Them things go hard. So, you know, and triple stuffed Oreos have been my friend lately, too. So check that out. They eating all the rest of your food. My number two thing I've been doing, you know, I'm a grown man, so a little hunching. Ain't never hurt nobody. I can't stop. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing else to do. Shit. Drink and hunch is probably like one and two on my thing or whatever. But the number one thing that I've been doing through this self-isolation is TikTok videos. I'm sorry. That's why I laughed when you brought it up earlier, because I damn sure been doing TikTok videos too. And I can't get the shimmy clap down. I got the elbows, but I couldn't get the shimmy clap. But I'm going to work it out and get that, you know, get that down pat. Or whatnot, because TikTok videos have really taken over my house. I've been a froze grandmother. I've been in a dance line. I've been some of everything. I did a switch challenge. It didn't work out too tough. I almost fell out my damn chair, but you know, hey, it happens. But I'm just saying, TikTok has taken over the world in this isolation, and I've been one of the people that's in it. So, you know, look me up, Joaquin. At TikTok. But that's my top five, my five activities that have got me through isolation right now. That's about it.
Thank you, Joe.
Make you a TikTok video. Get you some TikToks in, brother.
You know, the interface of TikTok makes you feel like you're a producer. I think that's one thing that a lot of people who haven't done it, who haven't tried TikTok yet, is like you feel like a Steven Spielberg when you're trying to do the editing and trying to add your music and all of that. I think that's one of the coolest things about TikTok. And then it's just, there's a lot of creative people out there. You know, you can get yourself caught up watching TikTok videos for a while because there's a lot of creativity going on out there with TikTok.
It is. I just can't get the shimmy down. Like, so I'm not going to post it until I get it down. I got the elbow.
I haven't did it yet, but I know I done watched about 345,000 of them, and I enjoy every last one of them.
Shout out to Erica Barnes. Like, Erica Barnes, Grant posted one that I thought was hilarious. Like, she had a great TikTok video that I seen recently. But
what was that?
It was just the same little dance line, little thing, bro. Like, I don't even know like the song or nothing. I just know elbow shimmy. Like, you feel me? But people just get creative when they do it, and you just like to see people creativity. So I'm a fan of TikTok.
I think it's been helped. I just like seeing everybody having fun together, just seeing people happy and making the best out of a situation. I think that's what's been given. That's what my takeaway is from the video, is that, hey, we
stuck in the
house
together.
That's
been really the best part. Like, I think you hit it right on the head when you said, like, shit, we work all the time. So, you know, having these extra hours with your family and your kids or whatever, and being able to, like, connect with them. Hell, I had no idea my son had over 3,000 followers on TikTok. Like, none. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, how the hell did you do that? You know what I mean? And when? Because I even, you know, but at the end of the day, being able to connect with them and, you know, do little dances with them and laugh, it's been fun. So seeing all the families doing that, it's been real cool.
Hey, you know, one thing I think also that this social distancing has done is I think it has gave a newfound respect for teachers that I think a lot of parents took for granted.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because that homeschool and going over the lesson plans that they sending, I most definitely salute all teachers out there. Like, if any teachers listening to us right now, please understand that if I ever made y'all feel like y'all was less adequate than what y'all are, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I cannot
do it. I've always had a good sense of who I'm going to be. So that makes sense. Like, I know what I got. So I am thankful that I am not in that number that has asked for the food with a teacher, because if a teacher say, Joseph is talking too much, I know.
Straight up.
But it is showing a lot of these parents that just don't have, I mean, another thing is people don't have the opportunity. When you're trying to provide, sometimes you just get caught up in being busy. And I think, honestly, not making excuses for every parent, because it's not every parent, but you can get caught up in trying to provide and you forget to nurture your kids or nurture a relationship, because you're always thinking about they got to have this, they got to have that. Because we got a lot of single fathers, we got a lot of single mothers. Sometimes people are having to have two or three jobs. Because I was raised that way. My mom had several jobs. She didn't have time to have no relationship with me. She was trying to feed me and clothe me. So, you know, so that happened. So, like I said, the videos, the people getting the opportunity to spend time with their kids, regardless of the situation. I know finances can be strained, especially for, because I was really at the barbershops in the, I think they opened them back up, but that day, just knowing friends and family that do that profession, and that's the way they get their income, ain't no hazard pay, ain't no sick pay, ain't no, you know what I'm saying, no long-term disability,
yeah.
It's just that they don't work, they don't get paid. So that's sickening and saddening when people's livelihoods are messed with. So I was glad to see that the state released for now that they can continue to, you know, work or whatever. So, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot, and it changes every day. So when I see those happy videos and stuff, I have to watch them. I'd rather do that than, you know, look at these breaking news reports.
Woo! I'm tired of these breaking news reports. I'm almost every time my phone, I get a notification on my phone, I automatically start getting depressed.
Like I said, again, I suggest people to try to keep that mind clean and free of things that stress you. So for us to have 401k, stop watching it. It's bad. Just wait. You're not retiring tomorrow. Just let it go back to where it was. You know, just staying away from things and stop watching things. Stop doing things that give you anxiety.
Yeah, I don't even want to see it.
Pardon, shot, Shao?
I'll go right quick. You know, like, we go, this is a serious situation, mate. You know, and it's good to see certain things that pop out and be, like, light during, like, dark moments like this. And one thing that I think the social worker in me kind of noticed, you know what I mean, when school got put out, how, you know, there was going to be a lot of kids that was going to go without, you know, breakfast and lunch that they might not get at home or whatnot. So seeing, like, the outpouring of programs and places still providing their food, being able to deliver food, even people on Facebook who has been started, like, they own the food drives or whatnot, making set lunches for kids that, you know what I mean, might not get that breakfast and lunch has been probably one of the things that I must salute. So I just want to use my parting shot tonight to just say thank you for anybody that's doing something for somebody who can't do it for themselves during this tough time. There are a lot of people going through rough times right now. So anybody who's, like, stepping outside themselves and going above and beyond to do something for, you know, families and kids or whatever that, you know, are having a rougher time than some, I salute you and keep doing whatever it is that you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. So I salute everybody that's doing, you know, something.
Mika, Parsha.
Pretty much what I've been saying throughout this, you know, this show of, you know, you can Google things that you can do. Because even if you're still having to work if you're still fortunate enough to be able to work every day and you still have your 2 days off, if you like me, I don't sit still. When it's pretty outside, I'm at somebody's thrift store or something. So I had to find something else. And you gotta Google and find something else. So don't Netflix your brain to death. And plus, Comcast don't have unlimited plan. So if you need the internet bill, because they don't cut it off, they still gonna charge you. But just keep your mind positive. You're not supposed to be at a place more than 25 people, but you still, you know, if you have to check people's fevers before they come in your house, still cook dinner, you know, you can still do some of these things that you're used to. I ain't saying throw no house party, but, you know, like, I have my kids with me. I have my aunt that I spend a lot of time with. You still have people you can reach out and talk to, FaceTime, group chat, things of that nature. Still have these gatherings safely, and if it has to be virtually, but still do something. And just keep that mind healthy. That's the biggest thing. You keep that mind healthy during this time, you'll win. Trust me, I know.
I guess my one, I think I covered most of it. I think the one thing that I add is I think this is the perfect time, and I've tried to do a better job of it, is, like, check on your kids. Like, this is the perfect time. You have no excuse. You're spending more time at home. Like, just make those extra phone calls, because we just check on your people. Like, this is the perfect time to check on people you haven't checked on in a long time and just see how everybody's doing. You just never know. But the awesome show tonight, y'all. I enjoyed it, and I think it was informative. And that's it, and that's all.
Until next week.
Till next week. See y'all next week.
Next week.
Game 7. Good.